Open Windows, February the 29th. God's Spiritual House. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. John 15, 5 and 6. Take a bunch of flowers, a bunch of roses or any other particular kind of flower. They are of the same species, and they have the same life in them. That is, a congregation, not a body. The difference between a bunch of flowers, which are all alike, all sharing the same life, and the root and the plant is a very great big one. Give me the rose, root, and plant or bush, and what shall I have? Well, I shall have this difference, that whereas the bunch of flowers has the life, it just goes so far. That is all, and there is an end. It will never go beyond that. Give me the plant or the bush, and it will grow. It may pass through a bout of death for a season, but next year it'll come back again, and there will be more, and then another experience of dying and resurrection, and again there will be more. All in the same plant. That is a body. That is an organism, not a bunch. And that is the difference between a congregation, so many Christians or units coming together as units, and a spiritual organism, a local expression of the body of Christ. And it is the body which is God's thought, not a congregation, not a bunch of flowers. But oh, the Lord's people are so much like the bunch of flowers. It is true that they are of the same species. They are Christians. They are children of God. They are all sharing the same life. But oh, they are not there as one organism, in one place, growing with the increase of God, passing through corporate convulsions of death and resurrection, and making spiritual increase in the way. Yes, they belong to the Lord, and they have the same life. They are all the Lord's children. But they just come to a certain point and they never go beyond that. That is true. I have had enough experience to make me sure it is true. Alas, many of them do not want to go any further, and many of them resent the suggestion that it is necessary to go any further. However, that is not God's thought about it. God's thought is of the root and the plant as a whole. A living organism here and there, as representing and expressing Christ himself. The plant grows and makes increase. The bunch simply goes so far, and then it stops.